again, why we apply that is because this idea of once we forget ourselves, once we want to suppress all of that, we almost create these fake identities. Now, on top of that, once we're being fed these lies, which tell us that if we identify with the system, then we could go out there and be somebody, this feeds the need to live in these fantasies even more. Usual Suspects, Another Massive Lie. Dark time to go into that, but that's an example of a school system. Now, where does this shift? We keep talking about people being alienated. We keep talking about mass media. Why it's interesting is because where Gatto and Matthews and a lot of others, where their critique ultimately goes to is the idea of television. Television, they ultimately argue, is the school teacher. It's the school. Media is the very school itself. And the idea is that whereas in the past, you would need to have armies physically in the location to control people, to get them to do what you want. Now you can control them through televisions, download actual ideas into their consciousness, which transport them into a world of fantasy and make-believe, and which ultimately is, again, another outlet for the propaganda and lies which people once more internalize as they go on to feed the system. Last thing I wanted to touch upon, as I know we're pressed for time, was going to go on to a bit of stuff about missionaries. This was about schooling when it was opposed in the, when it was opposed in the Americas, how it transformed the relationship that the students had to themselves and the space. That's again Matthews. A lot more said on that in these books here. The last thing we wanted to finish out on was on-psychiatry. Now, when we went through school, a lot of us endured a lot of tests and the like. We had this obsession with IQ tests, passing these exams, getting the grade and the like. The interesting thing is where these actually come from, as was mentioned earlier, is this comes from the theme of eugenics, this idea of superior people. And the belief was that if we could establish who was in this elite class, this half of 1% through these exams, and of course the exams are framed in a way so that you benefit or that you go through if you have attitudes and ideas which conform to the establishment. Well, they would separate those people, give them the most privileges in the actual regime, whilst all the other people would be left to die away, as it were. So there's a few stuff on the history of eugenics and how it links to schools and IQ testing. And this is an alternative view which challenges that narrative. You don't need to go through this again, these slides will be sent to you. But this says that instead of saying that a student is stupid if they fail a test, why don't we question the whole premise of schooling itself? There's stuff on trivium. Okay, there's one more thing that I wanted to mention. It ties into the earlier piece about Fanon and other people who were offering critiques of the dominant conceptions of the self. The other thing we wanted to challenge was the idea of madness in itself. Madness being a product of psychiatry, psychiatry being a product of the colonial regime also. Psychiatry is going to be discussed in part 3, and we'll also tell you that in part 3, the next session, we're going to look at unpacking not only this material, but ways in which we can transcend these limitations and these ideological barriers that are placed inside of our minds. I'm going to play one more piece. I feel like I have time for that. No, we're going to do one activity. We won't have time for that. I'm going to play one more piece. But Sylvia Winter, if you remember in her article, she talks about the leper and also the mad. I think it's of the medieval era. Again, we're going to go into that a bit more in the third piece. However, I want you to stay with this idea because psychiatry was initially one of the dominant tools of the colonial regime, such as in South Africa. Those who fought against apartheid were often sent and sectioned in these mental institutions. Now, that part is usually swept from the narrative, but nevertheless, it was there. Has anyone heard of drapetomania? Drapetomania? Drapetomania was another thing that psychiatrists or white people concocted to say that any person who tried to escape the system of bondage had an illness called drapetomania. And the way to cure them was to administer lashings and good beatings to, bring their senses back together. So, more lies, more mythologies, and yet more things that take effect in our world. And as we said, in part 3, we're going to interrogate these things a bit more. There's going to be a lot less slides and the like. But I wanted to end off with one more piece, which is an attempt to challenge these narratives and to formulate our own way of being in the world. So this will take us right out to the end. This is a clip from Patch Adams, who, whilst not necessarily a person who was attempting to challenge these ideas of psychiatry, who is human and whose thinking is correct, he at least poses an alternative to these dominant systems of thought.